was your husband's name? Did most people call him Monk,
They
or?
called him Monk. His name was Wallace. But I went with him for a while before. I didn't know his name was Wallace because he was always Monk. And I met him through a friend from Rolfe. We used to come to Rolfe to the dances. It was up here above the where the post office is now. There used to be a dance hall and roller skating. And we used to roller skate, come to roller skating up there, and we used to come to dances up there too. And that, I think that was so after I was out of high school, because my mother didn't let, we didn't get too far away till we were out of high school, really. We attended a lot of ball games. And then, but I'd met a friend of his up here, and he was evidently having trouble with his girlfriend that was in Des Moines working. And so this one that I knew, he had a girl from Plover, and they came down and they picked me up then. And so that was one of our trips was we went down to Des Moines because I guess I didn't know all this was going on at the time, of course. But he just knew that she was stepping out on him, so he was, that was, I was the girl that went to go down with him, so he'd know she had, he had a boyfriend. He had a girlfriend too. So anyway, but I didn't know all that was going on, of course. And my mother was very much against me going with that guy I didn't know. And I was 22 years old, 21 or 22 years old. I was teaching school, because then I started teaching school in 1938, and I taught for 4 years. And I signed my first contract was $60 a month, and I had 18 kids. Or 8 kids and 24 kids, 8 grades and 24 kids. And they also had a little pre-primer then, kindergarten. They'd come for 6 weeks. If they were going to start school in the fall, then they'd come for 6 weeks in the spring just to get used to the school. And yeah, the room was full.
Just a second. I don't mind if you move your hands a little bit.
Oh.
And I don't mind if you move your shoes a little bit. But sometimes you rub them so they squeak.
Oh, my shoes, yes.
So you can move your feet and you can move your hands. Just.
Yeah, it's, yeah, that do I do, I can hear that too if I think about it.
So anyway, where was this that you started when you started teaching? What town was it in?
It was in about 4 miles south of Livermore. That's where I started teaching.
Was it country school?
Country school, one room country school.
Yeah. Tell me about country schools.
Well, I just think they got a lot done, and the teacher, you know, was the janitor, and she was the music teacher, and we just taught everything, and we had the best programs. We had a mother's tea in May, and we had a real big program in the fall, and then they'd bring box lunches, and then they'd raffle off the box lunches, and there was always a lot of them wanted the teacher's box lunch. So you didn't have to worry about it, you know. You, sometimes you think, oh, gee, nobody will take my box. You give my box, and we did that the first year I taught. There was box lunches, and then we, but we, and you didn't have like spelling. We would have 3 times a week, and reading, well, depending on if they needed extra help, and every Friday afternoon. That was craft time, and we had coping saws, and they made, the boys made things out of wood, and we had a sand table in the back of the room, and if we were learning about the Eskimos or whatever we were learning about, that was set up like a little village, Indians in the fall, Eskimos in the, and so whatever we were teaching there, well, they could do that. And the older kids were really good about helping the little ones. And that came back a few years ago where they started doing that in the schools here. And I thought, and now they think they've come up with something new. And we did that in the old days a real lot. And they played ball. And when you came in, of course, we had to carry the water. And but I had 2 boys that got the water from the nearest farmhouse. And then we had the, each, everybody had their own cup. We had hot lunches. We had the big pan that went on the stove with water in it, and if they wanted something, they would bring something from home in a jar, like a pint jar, and that was set in that pail then. And we just did every weekend, because some of the students were really good and needed extra material, and we didn't have libraries. So I know most Saturdays I spent at the superintendent's office, which was in Dakota City, and getting material and extra for those that wanted extra work to do. And I didn't mind doing that. And with that many, I really worked every night at home too. And that when school was out, there was always a few that would like to stay and clean the erasers, because that was a big thing, pounding those erasers, taking them outside and pounding them, because they were full of chalk. And we did, for music, we had the old Victrola. We did things, and we made things for the windows, and our room always looked real, real attractive. And they seemed to, you take the reading in groups, and I think a lot of times the ones that had their work done would get a lot out of what the ones ahead of them were doing, and I think sometimes they learned faster some of the things if they were listening to that. And they did a lot of reading. If you kept the material there for them from the county superintendent's office, they would went ahead in their own. And some of those boys were, you know, pretty good-sized boys, too. And one of the games they liked to play at recess was Annie I Over, and that was Annie I Over the Cob House out there. And there were outhouses there, too. And then I taught there 2 years, and then they gave me a bonus the first year. I think it was $5 a month they gave me extra, because they thought things were going pretty good. And then when I moved on to this first school, I can't remember what the name of the school was, right out of Bradgate. And it's made into a home now. And I taught there for school for 2 years. Well, that was kind of a new building. I was in the first building, was the old one, had the little Annie room but that was a newer school, and it had a basement. So I taught there 2 years. And then I could have signed for $90 a month, and I decided to get married, and everybody thought that was such big money. They wouldn't know why anybody would get married going to make that kind of money. And so that was when I came to Rolfe. And I always kidded my husband, because he was so in the oil business. He'd moved that little old garage in from back there and put it up in front and made a service station out of it. And he'd been in the oil business for 10 years. That was his first love. And so I always kidded him, because I told him if I hadn't have passed my chauffeur's license to drive that truck, there wouldn't have been a wedding. And as it ended up, it was a good thing I had the chauffeur's license.